His holy name, I will bless the Lord, my soul and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Oh, God is so this morning. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Let's have the brothers come. If they would, we'll receive the morning offering. Man, so good to have Wilma Brim with us today and back in church. Amen. I'll tell you, it's been a tough past 6-8 weeks for Sister Wilma. We're glad to see her back in the house of the Lord. Amen. She's doing so good. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Dear Jesus, we love you, Lord. We thank you for the privilege we have to give into the kingdom of God. Pray, Lord God, that you bless the church today. Bless the offering. God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that your blessings be upon the giver this morning. And God, move for us, and we'll give you the praise, meet every need. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Praise God. Nathan, come and help us if you would. Amen. Oh, I will bless the Lord.
Aren't you glad that you know Jesus today? Amen. Aren't you glad you can walk into this place and feel His presence? Amen. You know, the whole purpose of coming into this church today is that you might find Him, you might know Him in the power of His resurrection. Amen. I'm glad I know who Jesus is. I'm not going to sing that. Amen. Why don't you turn to 102 in your green book? Sing more about Jesus. Amen. I know I sang this not too long ago, but it's one of my favorites.
It's a good one. Amen. Praise God.
More about Jesus would I know. More of His grace to others show. About Jesus.
Jesus in His Word, holding communion with my Lord, hearing His voice in every line, making each faithful saying mine. More, more about Jesus. Tell me more, more about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. Tell me more, more about Jesus. Tell me more, more about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. More about Jesus on His throne, riches and glory all His own. More of His kingdom sure increase. More of His coming Prince of Peace. More, more about Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me. Tell me more, more about Jesus. More, more about Jesus. More of His saving fullness see. More of His love who died for me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I praise You today. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Aren't you glad you know who Jesus is? Amen. I'm just excited that I know Him. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people in this world. I'm not one that can really do much name dropping. I don't know many famous people. In fact, I don't think I know any famous people. Greatest claim to fame that I have is I met a college football player one time, went to camp with him. Wow, big deal. Don't even think he made it to pro, you know? I don't really know anybody famous, but I know Jesus. Amen. I know the name that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that is Lord. Amen. Let me tell you today, there's nothing greater in this world than finding out who Jesus is. Amen. Amen. Let's sing Power in the Blood. Amen. Amen. Page 315 there in your green book.
Well, would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, power, wonder-working power in the blood, hallelujah, of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you lift daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. And would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you war evil, a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power. In the blood of the Lamb, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the blood, Lord God. I thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated if you'd like today. Amen. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus. Praise God. Thankful for the blood that washes away every sin. Amen. Jesus died on the cross, shed His blood. Amen. That we might be saved today. Hallelujah. Thank God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Isn't it great to be saved?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad that y'all don't sell cars for a living. You'd starve to death. Glad you don't sell vacuum cleaners for a living. You'd starve to death. Amen. Amen. Are you glad to be saved this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. You know, if some of these kids, you know, if I tell them, you know, it's the Ford's better or the Chevy, you know, they get excited about that. Sister Amy, she's all about a Ford, and Kimmy, she's all about Chevy, Kimmy's wrong, Amy's right in that case, but you know, you can get enthusiastic about certain things like that, right? Amen. But man, the thing that you ought to be more enthusiastic about than anything is your salvation.
Amen.
It's about being saved, right? Being washed in the blood, being free from your sin.
Right.
Amen. You ought to get enthused about that, right? Because I'll tell you what, Ford has put out some lemons. Chevy has put out a lot of lemons. Amen. They've put them out. But you know what? Amen. Praise God. With Jesus Christ, everything's right. Everything's perfect.
Amen.
Amen. Salvation, the greatest thing in the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. You ought to be enthusiastic about it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, glad you're with us today. Amen. We're looking forward to next weekend. Next weekend we have the OBI outreach group that will be with us, and they'll be coming through for next weekend, and they'll be having the services on Saturday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and they'll be helping in some of the children's church, some of the Sunday school classes, some of those things, and they'll be just taking part, doing a whole lot. So we're looking forward to that, and then next Sunday night after the service, we'll be having our chili cook-off, and so we're needing you to bring chili. You can sign up in the foyer over to the right there in the hallway. There's a sign-up sheet for you to bring your chili, and it's always a lot of fun. And there'll be some judges there to do the taste test, and see which one walks away with the prize. And we need lots of chili. We need lots of chili. So don't just fix your little, you know, personal bowl of chili. And here's the thing. Don't run by Steak and Shake and get order a little chili and bring it in. That's not what we're looking for, all right? Even though that there is especially one of my good ones right there, Steak and Shake. But, okay, make a big thing of chili and bring it out. It's a great time. It's good fellowship, and we have a lot of fun with it. So that'll be next Sunday night after the service. Amen. Praise God. Wednesday night, church, 7:30, and be in service with us if you can next Wednesday night. Amen. Just a note that you, for some of you that might be wondering, okay, so we're having OBI outreach in January. When are we having the choir? The choir will be here for April 25. April 25, that's a Saturday night. April the 25th, be here for the choir will be here, okay? So you can mark that down. And then you can put your mind at ease. Because some people say, are we not having the choir? You have an outreach this year? We're not having the choir? No, we're having them. Just kind of spreading them out a little bit, okay? Amen. Grab your Bibles if you would. Choir practice tonight, 5:45, and church at 6:30. So come out, be in service tonight at 6:30, and praise the Lord. And the book of Luke, chapter 6. Quiet this morning. Quiet this morning. Been teaching our Sunday school class on sin and whatever became of sin. And we've been talking about that and been enjoying that lesson. I'll tell you what, it makes me want to live a life free from sin, right? Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And why call ye me, Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built the house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Notice Luke chapter 6, verse 46. That verse there, its letters are in red, right? Jesus spoke those words. Jesus spoke those words. And notice that it ends in a question mark. It ends in a question mark. Once again, talking about some questions that Jesus asked. Questions Jesus asked. And this is the question that Jesus asked. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Amen. What a question. The Lord asked the questions, but I believe Jesus already knows the answers, right? Jesus is not asking the question so that he can gain knowledge or insight. Jesus is not asking the question so that he can have something that he can walk away with and say, now I understand. Now I got it. I was clueless there for a while. No, I believe the Lord Jesus already knows the answer to the questions that he's asking. And the questions that he is asking is not that he's asking for his benefit, he is asking it for their benefit. He's asking this for them, that they would understand, that they would look into themselves, that they, by finding the answer to this question, and by finding the answer to this question, they will find that they can draw closer to God and that they can find something in their life, some area of their life that they need to improve on and that they need to step up. And so when we look at the questions that Jesus asked, if we ask these questions to ourselves and we find the answer to this question, I believe that it would help us to draw nearer to the Lord, amen, and to please the Lord, amen, in a greater way, amen. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? What a question that the Lord would ask. And then he goes on, and in the following verses, he makes some comparison. And he makes a comparison of a man that built a house upon a rock and a man that built his house upon the earth. The storm came, and the storm beat up against those houses. And when it beat against the house, the one that was built on the rock, it did not shake. It was founded upon a rock. But in verse 49, when it came, it says, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Man, it's not so much what we proclaim as what we live. Do you know that? Man, why call ye me Lord, Lord? The question is, the Lord is asking, you're calling me Lord, Lord. You're claiming that you know me. You're claiming that you serve me. You're claiming that you belong to me. But yet your life does not live up to that. And you do not do the things which I say for you to do. You say I'm Lord of your life, but yet you don't live a life that says that I am the Lord of your life. You call me by the name Lord, Lord. You call me as Master. You say that you serve me. You say that you know me. But in your life, there is no sign that you know me. No way that you honor me in your life and in the way that you live. Why? Why call ye me Lord, Lord? Man, a question. Question. You know, we live in a world of rationalization. Everybody likes to rationalize things. Rationalization is defined as an attempt to explain or justify one's behavior or attitude with a logical or plausible reason. We try to explain it away. Even if the reason is not true or appropriate, we still can rationalize in our mind that what we're doing is right and what we believe is right. Basically, you know what? Rationalizing is making an excuse. We make an excuse for ourselves. And ever since, if you look in the scripture, I mean, that is, rationalizing is something that goes all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, Adam and Eve in the garden. Adam tried to rationalize and tried to place blame somewhere else. Moses, he tried to downplay his abilities and the thing that God had called him to do and said, Lord, I'm not able, I'm not well equipped, and made excuses for it. Aaron tried to deflect the blame for the golden calf in Exodus 32. Gideon began to, make himself look bad and say, you know, well, really, I'm not worthy. I'm not able. I don't have the ability. I'm nobody. I'm the son of nobody. I don't have any potential. And you look at all the excuses that people have made throughout the years on why. The Lord asks, why call you me Lord, Lord? Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say? And we immediately, our mind begins to rationalize and to come up with all the reasons in the world why we call the Lord and our Savior, but yet our life does not live up to it. Why? You know, when somebody asks you why, immediately we look for an excuse. Right? You ask kids, why'd you break the window? Why did you hit your sister? Well, it was the she. Right? And when the policeman pulls you over, why were you speeding? Well, I really wasn't speeding. My speedometer's wrong. This is a speed trap. We've got all the reasons why. When we weren't guilty, why not? You look at our world today, we've got all the reasons in the world why we are not guilty. Somebody can go in and rob a convenience store, and when they get caught, well, it's really not my fault. It's not my fault they shouldn't have built that convenience store there in the first place. It's not my fault they had that stuff sitting right out there in the open and I couldn't help it. We go, they shoplift Walmart and they say, well, Walmart is so big, it's worldwide. They're not going to miss one little item. We make reasons, we make excuse, and we do it on all of our actions. That's the world we're living in today. Nobody wants to own up to their actions. Everybody has an excuse. And the Lord is asking, why do you call me Lord, Lord? You know what? He sounds to me like talking to his followers, those that are calling him by name and saying that I follow the Lord Jesus. He is Lord of my life. I serve him. I serve Christ. Amen. If the Lord was here today and he said, why do you call me Lord, Lord? And do not the things that I say. Why do you say, hey, I believe in Jesus. I believe in the Lord Christ. Amen. I serve the Lord. But yet you do not do the commandments of the Lord. And you don't follow after the word of God. The Lord was here to ask you today, why? Why do you call me Lord, Lord? And you do not live a life that says, Lord, Lord. Why do you call me and you say that, you know, Lord, I serve you. But when you walk out the doors, the way that you live and the way that you conduct yourself, hey man, the things that you say, the way that you live is not right and not pleasing to God. Why do you do that? Why say, Lord, Lord? I don't understand why anybody would want to say, hey, I'm a Christian, and do those things that are not Christian. Why those people would say, I believe in Christ as the Son of God and as my Savior, but they live a life that is not pleasing to the Lord, and they do those things that are a reproach to God and are a shame before the Lord today. Man, why would we ever want to say, call ourselves Lord, call him Lord and serve him, but yet in our own way, in our own actions, we go about and do all the things that we always have done in our past? Why come down to an altar and kneel at an altar on a Sunday morning and say, Jesus, I love you. I'm sorry. God, forgive me. Lord, I want to serve you. And then call him Lord and call him Master. And then when you leave the church house, and then go back and to live the same way that you've always lived. Why go out and nobody in the world can see the difference and see a change? Why kneel at an altar and say, Lord, you're the Lord of my life. And then you live and you do not serve him. And you do not live a life pleasing to him. Man, the Lord is not confused. The Lord is Jesus. When he asked the question, he was not confused. He was not lacking understanding in what was going on, but he was asking the question so that they might look into their own heart, so that they might look into their own life. And you need to look into your life today and say, why is it, amen, that I call him Lord on Sunday, amen, but on Monday through Saturday, amen, I live any way I want to live and I don't please him in the life that I live? Why is that? Amen, the Lord Jesus is not looking for an excuse. The Lord was not looking for an excuse. He's not wanting you to come back with some witty response and laugh it off and make it a joke. The Lord is not wanting you to come up with some of the lame excuses that the preacher hears. All right? He's not wanting you to come up with some of the lame excuses that you've always used. All right? Yeah. You ever heard the excuses that children give about their homework, right? You know, the famous one, the dog ate it, right? Let me tell you what. In 3 years of Christian school, we have heard some glorious excuses. Yeah. My mom and dad wouldn't let me do it. They would not let me do homework. My mom and dad want me to be dumb. They want me to take third grade for the rest of my life. They're like that. My parents are like that. I don't think we are quick to come up with a reason, an excuse to pass the blame. The Lord is not looking for you to rationalize and come up with some kind of excuse on why you don't live a life that's pleasing to Him, and yet you still call Him Lord, Lord. Amen. What the Lord is wanting you to do, not just come up with an excuse, what the Lord is wanting to do, He's wanting to spark you to action. He's wanting you to look at your life and realize, you know what? I'm calling Him Lord, Lord, but I am not living like I ought to live. And He's wanting to motivate you. He's wanting to push you, amen, to take action and realize that if I want to call Him Lord, Lord, I need to live a life that pleases Him. I need to live a life, amen, that points to Christ. Amen, I need to change the way that I'm living. Amen, God's not looking for another rational explanation on to why you can't do it. He don't want to hear the same old excuse. Well, I wasn't raised in church. I wasn't raised in church. He don't want to hear that. Amen. What the Lord wants you to do, He wants to spark you to action today and make you realize, Lord, I want to serve You. I love You. I thank You for forgiving me of my sins. But, Lord, I want to live a life that pleases You. I want to live a life free from sin. I don't want to live like I've always lived. Amen. He wants to spark you to action. Man, I didn't have Christian parents. You're rationalizing. You're rationalizing. You're saying, well, I wasn't raised in a Christian home. I don't know what's right and wrong. Come on. Amen. The Holy Spirit's been dealing with you about things for the last 6 months, and yet you still cannot overcome it. You need to realize, you need to take action and say, Lord, I want to please You. I want to serve You, Lord. What I'm doing is not right. I don't want to please God. Why are you calling Him Lord, Lord, and not doing the things that He says? Excuse. I'm sorry. It wasn't the way you was brought up. It wasn't because you was raised poor or raised rich. No. It wasn't because you was raised in Granite City. It wasn't even more than that. It wasn't because you was raised in West Granite. All right? That has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with it. What you need to do is realize the Lord's not wanting to hear your silly little excuse. He wants you to take action. He wants you to realize, you know what? Amen, I don't want my life to be destroyed. I don't want my life, amen, to crumble like a house built on the sand. Amen, but I want my life to be different. I want to build on a rock, on a firm foundation. God, I want to live my life pleasing to You. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen, the Lord's wanting you to take action today. Not find excuse. Amen. Some people say, well, Lord, what You expect of me is unreasonable. Nobody can live like that. Nobody can live like that. It's impossible. It's impossible for me to live that way. Amen. But the Lord is asking you, amen, He's not asking for an excuse. He's wanting you to take action. He's wanting you to step up. Amen. Followers of Christ, amen. Jesus wants you to be obedient. You know, the Lord spoke to Jonah and said, I want you to go to Nineveh and I want you to preach to them. I want you to preach to them. Jonah, he did not want to. He did not want to. He was disobedient. And you know what? Jonah, when you think about it, if you look at it through Jonah's eyes, Jonah had reason, excuse. He could rationalize why he didn't want to go. He could make an excuse. Well, they are the enemies of Israel. They are the enemy of God. He could have made all kinds of excuses that sounded reasonable and plausible. But God had commanded him to go to Nineveh. Listen, you may find reason why that you cannot live for God, but your reason is not an excuse. It won't stand before God. Amen. It may sound plausible to you. It may sound like a good excuse to you. Amen. But when you stand before God on judgment day, amen, it's going to unravel before you. Amen. Because you're going to find that God, amen, is going to take away every excuse that you had on why you could not live for God. Now's the time to live for the Lord and please God and serve the Lord. Man, if you're here this morning, man, ask yourself the question. Why do I call him Lord, Lord, and not do the things that he says? God wants you to step up. God wants you to step up. He wants you to do better. He wants you to take action. He don't want you to just go keep professing on Sunday that you're a child of God and then live like the devil all week long. He does not want you to come on Sunday morning and lift your hands in a form of worship and an adoration to God so that everybody sees you calling him Lord, Lord, and then leave. And then when you walk down the street, amen, you're not pleasing the Lord and you're not living for God, you're not serving God. Man, that does not honor the Lord. And you don't have an excuse. It's time to take action. Take action. Stand with me if you would today. Be quite honest, it concerns me. It concerns me. When people get saved, you know what? I expect there to be times of growth and times of learning and experiencing things in God.
Right.
There comes a time when the Lord just wants to know, why? Why are you going to continue to call me Lord, Lord, and not live a life of service to me? Why are you going to continue to just put up a front that you're not really serving God and living for the Lord? Would you search your heart today? You say, but Dave, Brother David, I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus is Lord and Savior. I believe he's the Savior of the world. Then why have you not given your life to Jesus? Why are you not living for the Lord? If you know and you say, I believe he is the Lord. I believe he is Savior of the world. I believe he's the Son of God. I believe in what he did on the cross. Then let me ask you, why? Why have you not given your life to Jesus Christ? Why are you not living a life to serve the Lord and honor God with your life if you really believe that? I'm not looking for an excuse. I'm looking for you to take action today. You know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for you to come to an altar and rededicate your life to the Lord. And Lord, this time, Lord, I'm going to do it honestly. I'm going to do it, God, with a pure heart. I'm not just speaking words, Lord, but God, I'm doing it from the depths of my soul. And God, I really want to experience change in my life today. Hallelujah. Would you bow your head with us today? Dear Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, would you speak to the heart of your people this morning? And God, I ask you, Lord Jesus, God, that you would touch them. God, to those today, Lord God, that may believe, they may be calling you Lord and Savior. But God, their life, they're not living to please you. God, their life, they're living unto themselves. God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would help us to honor you with our life today. God, help us to rededicate, reconsecrate our life. God, not just to say words, but God, let us consecrate our life to you, I pray, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. With our head bowed this morning, amen, are you here this morning? You say, Brother David, you're right. Amen. The Holy Spirit's talking to me this morning, and I need to do more than just profess. I need to start living it. Amen. I need to do more than just say I'm a Christian. I need to live like a Christian. Would you put your hand up today and let me pray with you? If the Lord's talking to your heart. Amen. I don't want to just be a Sunday Christian, but I'd like to live for the Lord every day. I'd like to serve the Lord tomorrow. I'd like to serve the Lord on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Amen. I want to live for God. Would you slip your hand up? Is the Lord talking to you today? Amen. That you want to live for God. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Amen. Because you know what? It's not just Sunday. Amen. It's God looking for our life to change. God did not save you for Sunday. God saved you for the rest of your life, for every day of your life. Amen. God did not save you just so you could honor Him on one day a week, but God saved you so you could honor Him for the rest of your life. Amen. Are you here today and the Lord's talking to you? Amen. Just slip your hand up and let me pray with you this morning. Let me pray with you this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you, God, for talking to us today, Lord Jesus. God, help us to live for you, Lord God, I pray, and to please you in our life, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, would you come with me? Amen. Let's come and find us a place at this altar this morning. Let's come and let the Lord work in our life today. Hallelujah.
All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you.
Hallelujah.
Till my dying day, help others find a way. I'm at your mercy. Please forgive me. Oh, please forgive me. God, I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you.
Yes, I will.
Until my dying day, help others find a way. I'm at your mercy. Please forgive me.
Oh, please forgive me. Yes, my Lord.
I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy. Lord, I'll serve you.
Yes, I will.
Until my dying day, help others find a way. I'm at your mercy. Oh, please forgive me.
Oh, please forgive me. Yes, my Lord.
I need your grace to make it through. All I have is you. I'm at your mercy.
Lord,
I'll serve you.
Yes, I will.
Until my dying day, help others find a way. I'm at your mercy. Please forgive me.